Drew and Stu are on the air.
Ready?
Whether you're fading with Drew or riding with Cam, this is the place to get your weekly NFL picks. Presented by Sports Interaction, Canada's sportsbook.
Everything you got, let's go.
Hello and welcome to Championship Weekend on the Drew and Stu podcast. I'm Drew Livingstone, that's Cam Stewart. Cam, I decided to go to the Bills game, as you know, and once again, me at the Bills game is bad luck for the Bills. Their two most embarrassing losses of the season, the Vikings' crazy QB sneak fumble, overtime pick, and then the Bengals, they decided not to show up at their home stadium. I don't know what to say, Cam.
I don't either, Drew. The butt fumble with Minnesota sucked. That was one of the worst playoff games I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen a home team have, like, that lack of energy. It was almost shocking, actually. It's like almost all the things that happened in Buffalo's season, they just ran out of gas. They were running on empty. And I know Cincinnati had scripted plays. They went up 14-0. But I'm going to say this. I don't care. It was crazy to me that you're a favorite in that game and you got blown out. It was actually one of the worst playoff performances that I've ever seen. They had no energy. It was awful. Drew, don't go to any more games or you have to tell me when you go to a game. I bet on the other team because I got smoked in that game. I don't know. A lot of my bet was sentimental with Buffalo, but I am going to say this. The Bills, sorry, you're not in Cincinnati's league. You're just not good enough. And the one problem that I have with that team more than anything, I know the offense, I have two problems. One, I've never seen a team on third and one try a 60-yard bomb all the time. It's Ken Dorsey's a moron. Two,
we don't know if that's a play call, though. That could just be Josh doing what
just listen. Let me finish, Drew. And you know it's true. Just you could run the ball or do something else or run a naked bootleg. And Leslie Frazier in that defense, they were horrible at the end of the year. Skylar Thompson lit these guys up. Joe Burrow and the Bengals were laughing at him. I'm just saying, Buffalo, for being an elite team, they really pissed me off. And I just can't believe they went out with a whimper.
I will say a lot of excuses coming out of the Bills building right now around Leslie Frazier's defense. And yeah, great. Every year he's top five defense in the regular season. Yep. Then playoffs come and they lay an egg. They got blown up by the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Next year, Chiefs put up 5 touchdowns on them last year in the divisional round. This next year, Bengals drive up and down the field like it's nothing. 80 yards every time. Just terrible coaching. And it's unacceptable.
It really is.
Someone's head's got to go in the Buffalo Bills organization. But this is not a Buffalo Bills show, Cam. It was an embarrassing loss. I said to my wife after it was a touchdown, 3-and-out and another touchdown, I said, this is going to be a lot to a little. That's what I said to her. And we ended up leaving midway through the fourth quarter after we decided to punt on 4th-and-2 down 14. I was like, okay, well, you're just conceding the game then. But yeah, we'll get into the other games, Cam. What'd you think of the Chiefs and Jaguars matchup? The Jags with the backdoor cover to screw me, but it helped you. And Trevor Lawrence played decent in his first ever divisional round game, but Mahomes on one leg is better than, 95% of the quarterbacks in the league?
You're right. I love his little hop-along thing, too. He said, Mahomes, let's just say, call it out for what it is. He was hurt badly, but I think he likes to milk things a little bit, too.
Oh, Cam, he was fine. On. He ran around through the touchdown, and then after the touchdown, he's like,
give me a break.
I'm going to milk it because I know the cameras are on me.
I watch wrestling.
Yeah.
It was a milk job. But anyway, he's hurt, but let's give him credit. But actually, the MVP of the game is Chad Henne. You have a backup quarterback who's a veteran who took no false start penalties, got a fourth down play, ran everything smoothly, and not just put points on the board, Drew, put a touchdown on the board. Chad Henne, Drew, lesson learned. That's why you have a backup that's not a kid. When you're a contending team, you need a guy that's been there. Pay the man. That's why Chad Henne, and it's funny, used to be a Jacksonville quarterback, did it against his former team. It writes itself. Hey, Jacksonville left a lot on the table there. Mm-hmm. They had an opportunity to beat those guys, and they're going to regret it. I thought they should have been more aggressive. That's just my take. I'm happy for the cover. You got a little bit hosed with that pick, but you did pretty good on the whole, except for Buffalo was kind of a disaster, but your other picks were good.
Hey, well, I did say last week my mind was wanting to bet Cincinnati, but
yeah, me too.
Buffalo. So I'm back in my head, I knew.
I got to be honest with you, Drew. I'm sick of putting my heart into Buffalo now. I might might be on like the fade list. They've angered me now. They cost me a lot of money this year, actually. I'm pretty well sick.
We're going to give some credit to Travis Kelce, Cam. 14 catches.
Oh, he's amazing.
He just stepped up when he needed to. Chad Henne was in. He was like, just throw me the ball. Just every time, just throw me the ball. 17
can't cover
targets.
A tight end. And and this is what I wanted to bring up in the podcast, Drew. I'm glad you brought up this. Guys, Drew and I do this show, we tape early, whatever, but just something to remember, and it's something that I've actually been doing well, and we've been cashing huge on it. Anytime touchdown tight ends, it starts with Dalton Schultz at 14-1 for Dallas. Even then, it went to Dallas Goedert, Eagles against Giants. He got the first touchdown in this game, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce, first touchdown of the game versus Jacksonville. Tight end, tight end, tight end. And hate to say it, my boy Triple H, Hunter Hurst, Big Ginger, he got the second touchdown of the game for Cincinnati versus Buffalo. That's tight ends getting involved in all those touchdowns, Drew. So first touchdown, anytime touchdown. And I think the same thing could ring true this week as we see matchups. Kittle versus the Eagles, that's one where they, I think San Fran can exploit them, and that's what I'm talking about. And Kelce is great all the time. So those are things to think about. Tight ends really stepping up if you're betting catches over, yards, yeah. Anytime touchdown, first touchdown. Just wanted to bring that up.
100% Cam, and we'll quickly recap the other two games here. The Eagles absolutely slaughtering the Giants. You ended up switching to Philly on Sunday, but it was too late because on the show you had the Giants. Yep.
You're right.
And I'd say the Eagles would smoke them. A lot of the public was on the Giants. It's funny how the narrative around the Eagles were like, oh, the Giants can upset them. The Eagles aren't that impressive. And now all of a sudden they're everyone's favorite Super Bowl pick a week later. Like, guys, they beat the Giants. So whatever your opinion was before, it should be the same. It's not. It was like Dallas beating Tampa. It means nothing. These aren't good football teams.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. But the one thing the Eagles, I don't think, get talked about enough, Drew, is their defense.
Oh, yeah, their defense is elite.
Daniel Jones is like, you know, he played great, and that game they just got smoked. They had no answers. And another thing, their secondary is above average, and they get pressure on the quarterback. So this is the thing. We'll talk about this. Brock Purdy's a young guy, and really when you want to break down San Francisco, we'll talk about this more deeper when we go through the game picks. But Seattle was beating this team, and if Dallas didn't have Dak Prescott playing like junk, they could have been in this game. Let's just call it out for what it is.
100%. We will give some credit to the fact that the Giants are rolling out Isaiah Hodgins and Richie James and Slayton.
That's like, true. Why I defend Jones. Give him some real receivers and stuff. They got a good running game with Barkley, but get a better offensive line to help him out and get him better receivers. Then we could do a true evaluation of Daniel Jones, who had a great year, in my opinion.
Yeah. And then the exact same thing can be said about Dallas. People are all saying disappointing year, disappointing performance. But listen, did anyone expect Dallas to make the conference championship at the start of the season? Probably not. CeeDee Lamb played great. Everyone else on Dallas, not so much. Their defense did play very well. I'll give the defense credit. They slowed down that San Fran offense. But Brett Maher, again, missed an extra point or gets blocked. I can't believe that prop was only like plus 600. I was like, this should be like plus 30, like 30-1. And it still hit. Pretty
true,
hilarious.
I bought on one site because they had a deal on buying points. So I smashed Dallas plus 6. So I got whatever, and then, no, they lost by 7.
They lost by 7.
Yeah, because of the extra point. Yep. So that's like, I can't even tell you the swing. It was massive, but that's just the way things go in the National Football League is just, yeah. Dallas, I can't believe, like, the teaser covered, but I'll tell you, man, Dallas has regrets, and Jacksonville has regrets. Both of those teams could be actually playing this week.
It was just bad. Like, the two interceptions by Prescott were brutal interceptions.
They were.
Like, he's just staring down Fred Warner. Fred Warner's like, okay, I'm just going to jump in front of this. Like,
exactly.
They throw it here. And then the other one on the sideline was a brutal throw. Like, he threw it way too late. The corner, lucky it wasn't a pick six. And then, when there was 2 minutes left and they had the ball with no timeouts, I was like, or 1 minute, I was like, there's 0% chance they drive down this field. And Dalton Schultz decides, oh, I'm just going to let the clock run down by not going out of bounds here. And then I'm just going to not catch the football. I was like, dude, what are you doing? And then final play cam was embarrassing.
Just mistakes everywhere. And that's, hey, Drew, but this is life. We talk about it in all sports, hockey teams. This is what separates the pretenders from the contenders. When a pretender has a chance to win a game and has another team, they screw it up. Where teams like Kansas City with a backup quarterback find ways to win. San Francisco finds ways to win. That's why they're here. And I will also say they're probably the four best teams. All these teams deserve to be here.
I agree that this is the four best teams in football. And I will say, yeah, like you said, good quarterbacks. Mahomes last year, 13 seconds, needs a field goal, gets it. Prescott, a minute, doesn't even get to the 50-yard line. So, all right. Well, let's move on to this week, Cam. Talk about the conference championships. First off, we'll start in the NFC. Surprisingly, gets the first game. Usually, I swear, AFC gets afternoon, NFC gets night sleep.
Yeah.
But I guess Mahomes versus Burrow is easier to sell on TV than Purdy versus Hurts. But listen, Eagles hosting the 49ers. Eagles are 2.5-point favorites at home. Is this time for the Brock Purdy train and Love Fest to come to an end, Cam? Your Eagles preseason Super Bowl pick for the NFC, are they going to make it there?
Yeah, this is really tough for me. I got a lot of buddies who are San Francisco fans. One of my best friends, Vizine Vince, but I also know a lot of people in Eagle Nation. It's weird. You know what I love about both of these fan bases, Drew? How cocky they are.
Oh, yeah. Both of them are so confident. We can beat Mahomes in the
Chiefs.
We've
had Eagles guys on our show all week. Yeah, we call it the Philadelphia infomercial. Like, it was unbelievable. Like, they're just, oh, we're going to wipe the floor with San Francisco. Then we have San Francisco fan on. Oh, the Eagles haven't seen anything like us. I'm like, I'm a Seahawk fan. I have no confidence in what I say. I just love these fan bases, like how extra confident, cocky they are. But I will say this is my pick for the game. I don't like the fact that more public's going to be on Philadelphia, but watching San Francisco the last two games, they could have lost to Dallas. They had problems with Seattle for a while. Now you're dealing with Philadelphia. Hurts has rest. You saw what they did to the Giants. I admit, the Giants are not even the same damn hemisphere as San Francisco. But Philadelphia at home, they have so many advantages. One way you could attack San Francisco, too, their defense is elite, but their corners could be exploited. So I think Devonta Smith and a lot of these guys could have huge games. I think Dallas Goddard's going to have a big game. I think Philly wins this game, Drew, by a touchdown and covers the number. As for the total, it's been bet up from 45.5 to 46.5 by time of taping. I'm actually thinking there might be more points in this game than anticipated. And the other game goes under.
Yeah, here, let me give my pick. We'll talk about total, Cam. Okay. So I'm going to go with San Fran. I'm going to go against you. I think the Eagles have had a pretty easy schedule this year. We can all agree on that. Like, their schedule to get to the playoffs was easy. Daniel Jones and the Giants, not a very good football team. Can they win this game? Easily. Their offense is absolutely incredible. Their defense is incredible. I just think San Fran's got that Team of Destiny vibe to them right now with Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant at quarterback. Their offense, if it wasn't Purdy at quarterback, Cam, let's say they had middle-of-the-road quarterback like Derek Carr or Geno Smith.
Everyone's, if they had Jared Goff, they'd win the Super Bowl for
fun. Their team would, everyone would be like, oh, wow, this team's unstoppable. Look at their offense.
Say this, Drew. You're going to like this one too, buddy. If they had Daniel Jones, they'd be they'd be smooth.
But Purdy might be better. That's the thing. We're just discrediting because he's only played six regular season games.
We're not discrediting him. And he's a rookie. He's seventh round draft pick out of Iowa State, but he's getting better. Mm-hmm. He's been doing great. So let's go. Let's give Purdy the old Barry Horowitz. He's been way better than advertised. I'm just saying, imagine like a year or two of seasoning too with that defense and the weapons they have. Oh my God.
I'm just saying, we could be talking about like the greatest team ever assembled if they had an elite quarterback.
I agree with you.
But so I'm going to say that because their team is so good, I think the teams match up very well against each other. And the quarterback advantage is Philly. I just think that Hurts hasn't been in this big spot. Neither has Purdy. Don't get me wrong. But Shanahan's been here so many times. Sirianni's never coached in this big of a game. So I'm going to give the experience of Shanahan to get back to the Super Bowl. I'm going to take San Fran outright. So I have to take them +2.5. If they do lose, I think it'll be like a nail biter last second field goal, which could let Philly cover the 2.5. But I have to go with the underdog in this spot just because I think these teams are so close in skill level. So give me the 49ers, Cam. And where do you think mystery tiebreaker man is on this one?
49ers all day, all night.
Correct. On the 49ers, Cam.
I don't know why I was so confident in that. Like, both teams' fan bases. I just had a feeling he likes the Hollywood story of Brock Purdy.
Yeah, and can we tell Nick Sirianni to calm down? Like, a lot of the stuff on the side, I'm like, dude, why are you yelling at the referees?
You're winning games and stuff. Just relax. Start worrying when you need to worry. I would agree.
Yeah, like, we get it. You're cocky and stuff. And, like, to call Jalen Hurts Michael Jordan, did you see that quote?
Yes, I did.
He said, I don't want to go there, but it feels like I have Michael Jordan under center. Like, Michael Jordan had six championships. What are you talking about?
Exactly. You get it, Drew. You don't talk about Michael Jordan until you've at least won a few. So just pump the brakes. Hey, let's see if you beat San Francisco. Maybe we'll call you Scottie Pippen if you win a couple. Like, right, Drew?
Yeah, it's like people calling Mahomes the baby goat. They're like, oh, he's the baby goat. I'm like, dude, he's got one championship. Let's relax.
Mahomes is awesome. But yes.
He's amazing.
No Jordan comparisons till I start seeing like 3, 4, 5, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, then we can start talking.
Exactly. Okay, Cam, let's go to the AFC. The Chiefs hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Everyone saw the Bengals absolutely dominate the Buffalo Bills, and everyone saw the Chiefs not cover against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they saw the high ankle sprain by Mahomes. They saw him hobbling on one foot. He doesn't have the weapons. So the Bengals now are road favorites going to Arrowhead, where Burrow has won the last two games in Arrowhead, Cam, including the last year's playoff win in the AFC Championship game. But a caveat to that, the Chiefs have had a fourth quarter lead in every single game against the Bengals, which is surprising, which means they're just blowing leads. Comeback kids, the cardiac kids in Cincinnati. But I think that Cincinnati's not ready for this favorite spot, Cam. And anytime you're giving me Mahomes as an underdog, I don't care what's wrong with him. I have to take the Chiefs. I see 70% of the public is on the Bengals. It's going to be a Bengals love fest all week. So give me Kansas City.
You know what, Drew? This is like the Bills game. I don't want to see the Chiefs there. And it's nothing against the Chiefs, and I like a lot of their fans and stuff, but I'm just going to say that Super Bowl versus San Francisco where they came back, it ruined me financially in Vegas, and I'll never forgive them for that. And also it ruined my buddy Vince, who's a Niner fan, even though I'm a Seahawks fan. Like, it was just a bad day. We went from like party time to kind of like the way you feel when you go to Bills games. It starts off great and it ends poorly.
What was that stupid play to Tyreek Hill? Bumblebee or something? I remember.
All I don't know what the hell. 60-yard ball. Whatever the hell it is. I don't. People who think I hate the Chiefs, I don't hate the Chiefs. I just don't want to see them there. So I'm going to take the Bengals in the spot, but Drew, you bring up the best point. The Bengals love to play the us versus the world card. Mm-hmm. Oh, nobody believes in us, blah, blah, blah. Me and Gabe talk about our show all the time. That's what fuels them. Nobody's talking like that anymore. We expect you. You're a favorite in the game. You can't play an underdog card anymore, but Burrow and that team will do enough. If Mahomes is hobbled, I love Chad Henne, but if he has to play excessive points in the game, I don't think it'll be enough. Bengals by a field goal in this game, I think it's going to be a legendary game. Here's the deal, Drew. Both of these games, as we talked about, I think are going to be really, really good and really, really close. So, guys, this is just picks that we have on the show, but when we give the minerals, I'm actually going to put a teaser together for my minerals, and I'm going to shock you with it.
Yeah, Cam, I will say, like, if Cincinnati blows out KC, I don't think anyone would be shocked because of the talent level on that side of the football. But if KC blows out Cincy, I think that'd be the most shocking result of the weekend, because I don't think anyone can see the Bengals losing by more than, what, 3-6? Like,
I agree.
Yeah, so it's just Cam Mahomes is an underdog at home. Wins football games. The only one he lost his year like that was the Bills game, and that was with Von Miller healthy earlier in the season.
What do you think about the total? Is this the game where everyone's going to bet over and it goes under, and the other game is going to go over?
The thing is, both these times that Burrow and Mahomes have played in Arrowhead, it's been
gone over
the
number, every time.
So I think it's going to go over. Mahomes being hobbled does worry me a little, and not having Tyreek Hill in the elite offense, but it doesn't matter. Patrick Mahomes is the best.
The game can go under, Drew, if the Bengals have a perfect game plan of just moving the sticks and just like kind of what the Ravens did, kind of like what the Ravens did to them, but couldn't finish the job. First downs, extend, tick, tick, tick. Milk.
The issue is Baltimore has the defense to back that up if they screw it up. These teams don't have the defenses like that.
I don't know. Cincinnati's defense seems to be getting a lot better. And Kansas City's defense is actually not as bad as everyone thinks it is.
It's worse than Cincinnati's, though.
It is.
I don't know. I think this game's going to go over the number, Cam. I think both games can go over, even though 3 or 4 went under last week. I think we see some points this weekend because this is like, if you're ever saving plays, like this is the offensive gurus. Like you're just throwing everything. Another issue with the Chiefs, Cam, Andy Reid, if he loses this game, that's going to be, what, 10 losses in championship games for him in his coaching career?
Doesn't matter. Andy Reid, what he's done off bye weeks, all the things that he's done, the Super Bowl. So, Andy Reid's, you know what he is? He's a good coach.
The Super Bowls. It's one Super Bowl.
One Super Bowl. Okay, but he's got a good staff. Was it his fault that Donovan McNabb was puking when he played for the Eagles?
You're the coach. Coach your quarterback up.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what he ate the night before, right? Like, Andy Reid, let's just call it for what it is. He should have more, Drew, but he's a very, very good coach.
No, I agree. He's a great coach. Average. I'm just saying that if he loses again in the championship game, it's already 4 with Philly. This will be 3 with the Chiefs. They beat New England if the guy's not offside. Remember when Brady threw the interception and he's just offside by his toe and you're like, oh my God, like, are you kidding me? You're offside. I didn't know if he was really offside. The refs just threw that flag really quickly to save Tom Brady, but
of course that's what they do.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, Cam, let's talk about awards quickly before we get into our mineral picks. Before we get out of here, we'll go over the major awards. MVP, most valuable player. There's 5 nominees. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, surprisingly.
100, he's 100-1, Drew. Jefferson, yeah. See the odds.
And Patrick Mahomes, who's a -1400 favorite. Is this just clean cut Mahomes' award?
Listen, books don't post numbers like that unless they know. You could put money on the second place guy, but you're just throwing money away. Mm-hmm. Mahomes is a lock. I hate to say it. That's why you post -1400. Scare people away.
49 out of 50 AP first team from all pro votes went to Patrick Mahomes. The only one that didn't go to him. I think if you get 49 out of 50 votes from the writers on all pro, you're going to win the MVP award. Defensive player of the year, we got Chris Jones, Nick Bosa, and Micah Parsons, Cam. I think it's Nick Bosa, clear as day. Micah Parsons had that crazy streak halfway through the season where he was leading the league in everything, fumble recoveries, sacks, but Bosa just took over in all the categories, and he led the best defense in football. Like, let's be honest.
I agree with you. I'm going to go Bosa all day, all night. And it's a consistency thing, Drew. You bring up the best point. Parsons was the best for a while, but you have to maintain it through the whole season. Bosa's the best. I don't think it's even debatable.
Offensive player of the year, we got Tyreek Hill, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, and Patrick Mahomes. Cam, this was JJ's award to lose. And then the last 3 weeks, he decided to go under 50 yards. Did he blow it and hand this to Patrick Mahomes?
What's Hurts? Because they might not give him 2 awards.
He's 9-1.
You know what? I'm going to actually take a shot on this one because they're going to give 1. MVP is going to go to Mahomes. Hurts, is it his fault? He got hurt? Like, you know what I mean? And the guy comes back and he's good. You know what, Drew? That's one that I wouldn't even mind losing money. Guys, if you're going to take a chance, It probably not going to happen, but 9-1 for Hurts is worth the sprinkle because they want to give Mahomes the MVP, and they might go, you know what, Hurts, take this one. Good bet at that price.
I think this is going to go to Mahomes as well.
Probably will.
We've seen the last 10 years, 7 times it's gone to MVP. The quarterback has gone to MVP and Offense Player of the Year. Yep. Mahomes just broke the overall yardage record in NFL history, Cam. If there's not an argument to ever give someone an Offense Player of the Year award, that's that. Like, you just beat the NFL record. JJ could have had 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns, all that stuff, but he just laid an egg at the end of the season. He didn't get there. So I think because of that, I think you have to give it to Patrick Mahomes. If Hurts stayed healthy, though, I think that was his award to lose easy. But, I mean, would I be surprised if JJ wins this award? No. I just think they're going to give it to Mahomes. And surprisingly, Cam, the guy who's won MVP and Offensive Player of the Year in both years, both in the same year, has never won the Super Bowl. Brady choked, Manning choked against
the Seattle Seahawks. So give it to Mahomes.
Yeah. Well, last time Mahomes won was the Brady offside nonsense against the Patriots. He won Offensive Player of the Year and MVP when he threw 50 touchdowns.
Unreal.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's tough. Do they announce the awards after the season? They do, right? They don't
February 9th, I think.
Yeah, they don't do it before the Super Bowl. Like,
doing my research, not just betting, right?
I like it. Let's go and come back Player of the Year, Cam. Saquon Barkley, McCaffrey, or Geno Smith?
Barkley. But really? The thing is, Barkley will win because of the team going, but I personally give it to Geno Smith.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, everyone was writing the Seahawks off.
I got to look at the updated odds because I looked at these before, and I know people are going to start hammering these markets, but I have a feeling Barkley's going to win just because what the Giants did. But then again, Seattle went to the playoffs when they were projected to be one of the worst teams too. Both teams totally overachieved.
Well, and CMC almost had 1,000 and 1,000, Cam.
Yeah, you know what? I think if it's a true comeback player of the year, Barkley will get it because he's more popular.
And because he tore his knee, it's the biggest injury. Yes, like, it wasn't really comeback for the other
thing.
Two.
That's the thing. But I like Geno Smith there.
Okay, fair. I would sprinkle on Geno Smith. Coach of the year, we got Dable, McDermott, Peterson, Shanahan, and Sirianni.
Not your boy, not your Buffalo Bills coach. This guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't pick him. No chance.
Might as well have gone to sleep country during that game. The guy did nothing. He just stood in the space the whole game. Give me Dable adjustments. Of the Giants.
I think it's Dable. Dable gets this too.
Pete Carroll did a good job this year too with Seattle, but Dable.
Yeah, surprisingly, he's not nominated. Sirianni, I think if they went undefeated like they looked like they were going to, he would have got it. But I think this goes to Brian Dable pretty clear, cut and dry. The fact that he took this Giants team to the playoffs with 10 wins. And then that's it, Cam. Defensive Rookie of the Year, it's going to Sauce Gardner, let's be honest. And then Offensive Rookie of the Year, the last one, which we can argue over. You got Brock Purdy. I don't know why he's nominated. Kenneth Walker and Garrett Wilson. You explain to me how Brock Purdy can play only 6 games and still get nominated for this award.
Listen, I love Kenneth Walker. He's one of my favorites, and I'm so glad Seattle drafted him out of Michigan State. But I'm going to actually make the case. I don't care if he played 6 games. He is a third-string quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and they're in the NFC Championship game. If Brock Purdy stayed, they would be nowhere without this guy. Drew. He's not like a second stringer. He's a third stringer. He is the final pick in the draft. I don't care if he played 3 games. They are in the NFC Championship game. Kenneth Walker was
playoffs
fantastic.
Don't matter though. These votes, this awarded
baloney. But the thing is, he got them there. I don't care. You give it to Purdy. But anyway, we could go on all day about this stuff. I'm just telling you, Kenneth Walker had a great season for Seattle, but Purdy did more for his team. He is not the backup, Drew. Like,
you're forgetting the third guy who I think gets the award is
Garrett Wilson. How many third-string quarterbacks? Oh, yeah, you're right. Garrett Wilson's amazing.
He had 1,000 yards with Tweedledee and Tweedledum at quarterback all season.
You're right. But those stooges throwing him the ball. No, this one's the toughest one. You can make a case. Like, that's, to me, that's like really pick him.
I think Chris Olave was snubbed. I think he should have been in there instead of Walker.
No. I love Chris Olave, but his season regressed. It's about the full body.
But I mean,
work.
Like, look how many bad games Wilson had because of his quarterbacks, and he still got over 1,000 yards. It's not Olave's fault. He had the Red Rocket throwing him every game.
Dalton's better than those idiots. At least Dalton can throw a long ball.
I'd take Mike White over Dalton, I think.
But Mike White didn't play all the time.
No, I know. He only played like 3 games.
Because Guy Banging Cougars did. Wilson did.
Yeah, exactly. okay, Cam. So I'll take Garrett Wilson. You can take Purdy.
Mike Milf. I'm in with Brock Purdy.
All right, Cam, let's get into our best bets, our mineral picks. We'll just do two this week. It doesn't make sense to do gold, silver, and bronze.
I am going to do a bronze for you.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put a teaser together.
Let's hear your bronze. I only got
to go. I'm going to do a bronze teaser, and it's going to be opposite. I took Philadelphia and Cincinnati in the games, but I have really no confidence, Drew. I think if you tease both dogs on a 7-point teaser, you get.
So San Fran plus 9.5?
Yeah, and what do you get Cincinnati at? 8.5 or they?
KC plus 8.
Okay. Yeah, the thing is, I don't think the Bengals are going to win by more than a touchdown. I think they probably win by 3 or 4. So I think it's a safe teaser. Would you not agree teasing the Dogs? You like both of them anyway. So
I think Cincinnati's a safer tease because I think if the Chiefs win, it's close. I think Cincinnati has the capability to blow the Chiefs out.
You think Philadelphia is going to beat San Francisco by 10 or more?
No. I like that side. I'm saying the Cincy-KC game, I'd rather tease Cincy because I think
Kansas
close.
City could beat Cincinnati by more than 8?
No, you got KC plus 8, Cam.
Yeah, who's I see. You're right.
So I'm saying I'd like Cincy plus 8 better than KC plus 8 because it's a one-point game.
You are.
I'd rather you take Cincinnati plus 7 if I was you because I don't think the Chiefs blow them out.
I need a holiday, Drew. Yeah, they're taking out that hernia in my they're checking it out on Monday. I got to go what's it called when you, it's kind of like a super x-ray. I forget. Anyway, I'm scared.
Ultrasound?
Yeah, ultrasound. That's what it's called. Yeah. Can I bet on ultrasound as my mineral pick? Because this thing is the size of a Clementine now, but I'm going to take the teaser with the Dogs. You know what you are, but so you think? Okay,
I think you're better to take Cincinnati plus 7 than KC plus 8.
No, but you can't because Cincinnati's minus 1; they become plus 6.
Oh yes, plus
it
6.
It has to overlap. I want the touchdown threshold. Give me Kansas City plus 8 with Philadelphia San Francisco plus 9.5 as my bronze teaser.
All right, and then let's get into your silver pick, Cam. What is your silver for this weekend?
Cincinnati. I'm going with the Bengals, Drew, but I'm going to be honest with you. If we were in a court of law, I like your case better than mine. Kansas City is a home dog. That's like almost hard to, it's insane actually, but I still believe in this Bengals team. They beat them every time they play them. I think it's going to be a tight game and Magic Burrow actually out Magic's Mahomes. Cincy by 3, they just cover the number. What do you got?
And my silver will be the Kansas City Chiefs plus 1. You're giving me Mahomes as a home dog, Cam. We said it earlier in the show. Cincinnati's luck against the Chiefs has to run up sooner or later. They've been losing every fourth quarter they played against KC. The Chiefs aren't blowing an 18-point lead again if they get up there. At least I can't see it, so give me the Chiefs plus 1. Our best bets of the weekend, Cam, go ahead.
Reluctantly going to take Philadelphia minus 2.5. Sorry, this is no offense. My boy, Vince, for you, Shaner, all the guys, San Francisco Nation there, even though you're in my division, when you have a friend, you know, you cheer for them when your team's out, even though the Niners have broken my heart. I just think Philadelphia is one of those teams, Drew, that they're just their offense. I think they can exploit San Francisco in the secondary. That's the one thing. I think they're tight.
We saw the Raiders do it and they had
yes.
Garrett Stidham.
You're right. And that's kind of my point. And with Hurts can still beat you with his feet. They destroyed the Giants. I think they find a way to win this game by between 4 and 7. Cover the number. Both are going to be tight. I think teasers are smart this week, but Eagles by slightly out. I'll say Eagles by 7 points. They win this game and cover, but the teaser with the Niners covers.
All right, Cam, my gold pick. I'm staying away from the NFC game. Going back to the AFC game. Give me the over 47. Ooh. I think Burrow Mahomes goes over the number as it has the last 3 matchups. I think if either team wins, it's going to be like 34-27, something way over the number. So give me over 47. I could see, it's shocking to me that the line's gone down from 48. I could see this game. I thought it was going to go the other way, like up to 52, but only 47. Give me that. Unless it's going to be stormy, but it doesn't look like it's going to be bad weather this weekend in Arrowhead. If I see it's going to be snowing, then maybe my mind changes. But right now, my gold pick is the over 47 points. All right, Cam, that does it for Championship Weekend on the Drew and Sue podcast. Once again, all of these lines are powered by Sports Interaction, 19 plus, canon only. Please play responsibly. Click and scan that QR code you see on the screen. There's a little cell phone that says download now because Sports Interaction now has an app, which makes it a lot easier to place bets, Cam. Whether or not we do a show next week, undecided. Let us know in the comments down below if you want us to do a show next week and what you would like us to talk about. And maybe we'll do a little update later in the week when we see all the props come out for these games. But until then, we will see you next time on the Drew and Stu podcast. Thanks for joining us.
This has been Drew and Stu, presented by Sports Interaction, Canada's Sportsbook. Follow Drew at Producer Drew and Cam at Cam Stewart Live. May the winners be yours and all of the best bets hit.